first dates are stressful enough. You got to get dressed. You got to know where you're going. You don't even know if you're going to like the person. What are the first date red flags you should always be aware of? Courtney Davis is a self-proclaimed dating expert and stand-up comedian. Courtney, what do you think?
First dates are hard, but you got to watch it. There's some red flags that are very easy to spot. And I learned this by going on thousands of dates with guys who just were all red flags. The first one is, do they lay it on too thick, like too fast? When they first meet you, I'm so in love with you. I can't wait for you to meet your new mother-in-law. They take you on some extravagant trip, like right away. That's when you know they're not really into you.
Can you imagine your first date? You go to Applebee's and the first thing the guy says to you across the table is, I love you.
Over the riblets.
Right. Right.
No, it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And every time somebody has said something to me that was really, really nice early on in the relationship, I questioned whether or not they had some sort of ulterior motive. But I'm glad to hear that there's other people out there that think the same.
Number two, after the first date, they don't make immediate plans with you, but they just like text you randomly throughout the week, every couple days. How are you doing? How's it going? They don't actually care. They just want to make sure you're like not moving on too fast. They just want to keep you on the end of their fishing pole, but they don't really care.
It's a quota box. It's a quota box, Anna.
What's that mean?
I'm hitting the quota. I'm checking off the quota on the fact that I followed up. I'm keeping you on the side burner, on deck.
Like, I'm a nice guy, but I'm not actually a nice guy.
Right, but I'm going to circle back around when I'm bored and I need something else going on.
Courtney, side note, after a first date that you think went well, how long should it be before the person asks you out on a second date?
I think if a guy or girl is into you, they're going to want to ask you out fairly quickly, like that night or the next day, but not make it for the next day, like plan ahead for a couple days in advance.
Okay. Right. All right, what are the other red flags on your first date?
Is their social media flooded with selfies? I just think it's a red flag. Why so many selfies? Why do you need that?
Don't you think that at this point, if somebody's still posting selfies of themselves, it's creepy and weird?
Like they don't actually have any other friends?
At this point, I feel like it is so over.
Anything else?
Okay, yes. Do they still get texts from their exes? Are they friends with their exes? It's a good thing if they're friendly and they don't want to kill their ex, but you don't want them to have like loyalty to their past. I mean, my ex still texts me sometimes, and that should be a red flag to my husband, but he doesn't seem to care.
he's just really secure in his manhood in the relationship. I guess that's good.
As a matter of fact.
The last one, they don't offer to pay at all. They don't even do the fake offer where they're like reaching for their purse and can't find their wallet and is taking. That's what I used to do a lot. But they should at least offer to pay for drinks or a meal or something.
Right. I mean, if they don't, they're not even willing to play the game, like you said.
Right. You got to fake out. I mean, I'm not going to actually pay, but I should offer.
Right. You definitely should.
Absolutely.
If Courtney ever offers to pay when we're out, you and I are going to walk out of the room. Courtney's actually going to get stuck paying.
Courtney, I think the last time we had lunch, you did pay for me.
For women. I don't pay for men.
Well, I was going to say, what happened to my lunch? Terrible.
All right. If you want to check out Courtney online, you can head to the Courtney Davis on Instagram. Courtney, thank you.
Happy first dating.
You've probably been on a bunch of first dates, too. What do you think are the red flags? That first thing that when you see it, you know it is not going anywhere. 1-800-330-9999. Biggest red flags when you're out on a first date. What are they? What are you looking for? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So I went on a first date with this guy, and he was looking everywhere for something, and he wouldn't tell me what it was. Like, pulling apart my car seat, went back into the restaurant, looking in the benches and everything. It turned out he was looking for something illegal, but it was not a little bag that would have been stuck in, like, a seat. It was, like, the Ziploc freezer bag worth of it, and he bought it on the first date.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. That's a red flag.
Right.
Yeah,
you were like in an episode of NCIS.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a red flag?
Well, I personally had this like last week. I was trying to go on a date with a guy, and he could not make up his mind about anything, like where he wanted to go, where he wanted to eat. I had to be the one to make all the plans. And then last minute, we were trying to make up a time. he just didn't show up.
Ugh.
If there's one thing that drives me nuts, it's indecisiveness.
It drives me crazy.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Exactly. Like,
here's the facts. Make a decision. Live or die, man. Ugh. Live or die.
Or the person that makes the decision and then changes their mind 100 times.
Ugh.
Like, it's just dinner. We get to have it again tomorrow.
Right.
You know? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a red flag?
If he hates all his exes, big red flag.
Like if he like hates them.
Yeah.
Right. When people use the word hate when I've just met them, that's depending on how they're doing it. Like they could be laughing and they could say it about one thing and I can tell they're joking. But if I see somebody or hear somebody use the word hate more than once, like the first time I meet them, like I do remember that.
I have to think about my exes. There's not been a ton of them, but I don't think I hate any of them. I mean, I dislike some of the things they did.
Sure.
But there's a difference.
Right. You're not walking around with hate in your mouth talking about it right now, years later. You're right.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think is a red flag?
If she never asked me one question, it looked like the whole dinner was her life story. It was like I was invisible, no interest. Right there. That's the red flag.
That's the funny thing is she may be in love with you. She may have already told her friends that you are the best guy ever because you just sat there and listened.
Well, all right. But still, she could have asked at least one question.
Fair enough.
Well, good luck with that second date because now I got you curious.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a red flag?
If she shows up in gross clothes and she smells weird, she's probably using you for a free meal.
That's just true.
That's not nice.
Well, I mean, if she smells weird.
Some people hang their clothes and they don't have a very dry area.
What?
And it gets that dank smell. You know that. Have you ever smelled that on somebody?
Yeah.
Whenever I smell that on somebody, I feel bad for them.
Oh, come
on. I'm like, find a dry space. Like, I've smelled it on somebody here in this building. I have. Find a drier area.
I'm not dating somebody who doesn't know how to do laundry.
I'm not dating somebody that has a terrible washing machine and dryer.
I'm not dating somebody that's in need of a dehumidifier in their basement. I mean, come on. What am I, a heathen?
What are your biggest red flags? 1-800-330-9999. Going out on a first date, always stressful. But there's some red flags that you should look out for because then you'll know there should definitely not be a second date.
If they cut up the other person's credit card right in front of you, that's going to be the end of this relationship.
Aw. Think about how bad you feel if that's you, though. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, what's a big red flag on a first date?
Okay, I went on a date, and we went out, and he tells me, oh, I have to make a couple of stops. So I'm like, we supposed to be going to have dinner. He said, yeah, but I don't have a car, and I need to pay for your dinner, so we got to go to people's different houses to pick up some money.
Right. Good. Right, so you were the loan shark driver. That's good. You were the collector's driver.
That's
so fantastic.
Funny.
You were probably complicit in a couple misdemeanors or felonies.
So where'd you guys go for dinner?
Right.
The funniest thing is that when we went to three houses, nobody was home, so he didn't have no money to pay for the dinner. So I turned around, I heard a train. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm dropping you off at the train. I'm going to get my own dinner.
Anna and Raven, red flag, what is it?
All right, so not me personally, but I'm a server at a brewery, so I see a lot of first dates. And the biggest red flag is if somebody is rude to the server or doesn't like their date talking to the server because they think they're more interested in the server than them.
Yeah, that is a big one.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't stand it when people talk down to people, no matter what job they're doing. And the waiter or the waitress, they seem to get the brunt of that a lot of times, right?
I will never understand people that are rude
time.
To wait staff.
It's
so disgusting.
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever.
And on Raven, what's a red flag on a first date?
If that your partner that you're dating is constantly primping themselves, or if he goes by a mirror, he has to repeat.
Right, you pick up on that vanity right away. Yeah, you're right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a red flag?
If he uses the phrase, that's what's wrong with this country, and isn't joking when they say it, I find that that's a red flag.
Yes.
But how many times, though, right? Can
no.
you say it once
no.
and it's okay? Or
no.
if he says it 10 times, it's not good.
It's just, it's never okay, especially on a first date. You can't say that.
The first time I hear somebody say it, I usually think that they're kidding.
No.
Once they repeat the phrase a couple times, then I know that, this is the last time we're hanging out.
Raven says it on average 6 times a day and laughs every time he says it, like it's the first time he's ever said it.
Because to me, it's so amusing.
Ridiculous. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your red flag?
If she's rude to the server who's waiting on her, or if she shows up late for the first date, those are big red flags for me. You know, I hate being late and I can't stand people that aren't punctual.
Yeah, it's a lack of respect thing. If you don't show up for something, I give you one shot. I don't believe your excuse anyways. Even if it's valid, I don't believe it. But I give you one shot maybe to make it up to me. If you're late twice, forget it.
I have anxiety about being late. Like, it makes me crazy.
Right?
Yeah, I could understand that. I wouldn't be able to deal with somebody that wasn't as neurotic as I was about being on time. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a red flag?
I think that if a guy gets really hammered and then assumes that you're going to leave with him at the end of the dinner, that's a pretty big red flag.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a little reckless, right?
Mm-hmm. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a red flag?
If she's very picky at a restaurant, like, you know, the chicken masala, is it free range? What was the chicken name before we, you know, you had to butcher it? All that kind of stuff. Like, oh, even the green beans is steamed instead of grilled, please. Can I have it this way? I'll make an alterations to the menu. That's a huge red flag.
That's my life.
You know what else I don't like? Those alterations are annoying, but it's the one person who lies about having an allergy to make sure. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, like, I'm allergic, so that's why. Like, you just don't like it. Like, there's a difference between being allergic and not liking it.
Yeah, but you don't know until you slip it in there and then have to hit them with an EpiPen. So I don't know about that.
No, I don't think there's a cilantro allergy. I think that's completely made up.
Yeah. Okay.